You wait forever to get to high school. Then you're scared to death. I was. Pondfield regularly makes Newsweek magazine's list of America's top 10 public high schools. Even so, my best friend, Abby Davis, went off to boarding school instead. Her parents sent her. Ninth grade had been in a separate building. It was to keep us from being a bad influence on the middle school people, and to keep the high school people from being a bad influence on us. Whatever. The point is that I'd washed up at this top school for the top people. Carrie Williamson, a face in the sophomore crowd. Not even. I was so invisible that I was surprised to see myself in the girls' room mirror. And of course, I'd turned up in shoes for some other school and a totally wrong t-shirt. I was in everything but Hello Kitty barrettes. It's funny about time. I can just barely remember those first weeks. September was a blur of phones and backpacks and people who already knew each other. It was everybody in flip-flops that said it was still summer and that school didn't particularly matter, even in AP. September was all those deafening hallways leading nowhere and orientation meetings about clubs you didn't want to join. There was an optional breakout session on peer pressure, but I didn't go to that. And they had an assembly on risky behaviors, little one-act playlets. So I suppose Alyssa Stark might have been in one of them. She was one of the drama people that semester. Maybe I saw her then. But she wasn't the kind of senior I noticed. She wasn't strolling in from the parking lot in time for second period. Seniors snapping open their phones to conference, getting a jump on the day, and the teachers. The top seniors in the top school, moving in their separate space. Seniors still tanned from the beach and backlit by autumn colors. Too cool for school, but running it. I was 2 years from senior year. 2 light years. I mainly moved in a fog of feeling my way day by day. Then one day, I wasn't alone anymore. Just like that. I can't put my finger on the exact moment. It was more casual than that. Cooler. Now I wish I could remember. Now I rack my brain. But I definitely have been having lunch alone. I'd text Abby Davis at her boarding school sometimes just to have somebody to lunch with. But Abby was getting harder to reach. I pictured her in a plaid wool uniform and knee socks, having lunch on a backless bench in a dining hall like a cathedral. Hermione at Hogwarts school. Abby was beginning to fade. People are always gone before you expect it. Then, there at the far end of the lunch table in the food court, were Tanya Spangler and Natalie Davenport. Tanya and Natalie, the ground zero of senior year, if that's the term. Senior year central. There they were, unscrewing the lids off bottles of designer water. And Mackenzie Kemp was with them, a junior. In fact, she could have ruled junior year if she'd felt like it, or had the time. At first, I thought they might be mean. Mean girls. Not to each other. They were like sisters to each other, but better. But the mean girls of seventh grade had sat that close, texting each other across the table, their thumbs flying. They could give you the finger with their thumbs, and all their smiles were sneers. I'd spent middle school keeping out of their way. But you couldn't even picture Tanya and Natalie and Mackenzie ever being in seventh grade. Ever. They were like the cast of characters from a TV show about how awesome the teen years are. Tanya, ash blonde and completely coordinated, organized beyond belief or reason. Natalie, dark with those double-lashed violet eyes, and more graceful moves than Swan Lake. Mackenzie, with towsley hair, a color she called ginger. She was English, or possibly Scottish, whatever, and petite, like a little piece of bone china smiling down from a shelf. They sat there in full color, in a circle of their own private jokes, gusty with laughter, picking at salads, finishing each other's sentences. I could see how it was with them. I had eyes in the side of my head.